This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. The life of Joseph presents a refreshing change compared to his ancestors and siblings. He wasn't perfect, and he appeared to be spoiled by his father, but when put to the test, he was above reproach. A recurring phrase appears regarding Joseph's life: the Lord was with Joseph. He recognized this and ordered his life accordingly. Others have recognized this and entrusted him with leadership and responsibilities. Events didn't always go in his favor. In fact, it seemed things got increasingly worse for him. We learn from his life that just because God is with you and you're living faithfully before him, there's no guarantee your circumstances will get better. They might get worse. All of this was designed to prepare him for the task God ultimately had in mind for him. The fiery trial of our faith and commitment are often essential elements in purifying and strengthening us to be ready for the challenging assignment he has in store for us. When Joseph finally was in a position to get back to his brothers, he was careful to give God the glory and humbly be used to save his brothers, their families, and the nation of Egypt. He put it this way in Genesis 50:19-20, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." The New Testament equivalent is Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Yes, there are principles running throughout the Bible. That's why I'm encouraging you to join us in reading through the Bible over the next 2 years.